Right now it's Haruvus. Like Haruvus coming. Okay, Chita, Shanim says, but in Pesach, Batanagolis, Mubishavas, Mutlavat, Mashishim. It is found a piece of Chita in a cooked chicken. Erev Pesach, you can be Mubatu with Mashishim. Mutlavatu Mashishim, you can be Mubatu with Mashishim. So, Mashabur says, Shanim to Erev Pesach, Afil Achar Sheish, even after Chatzor, it's Mutlavachla, Afil Pesach. You can eat it even on Pesach, but in the time of Koyt and Pesach, as long as it cooled off before Pesach, the betela b'shishim came to Echloim Mayim. It should say, not that you could be mevatel with b'shishim, but rather, it should say, because of the potel b'shishim. It came by Tzarsi, Agirsa, B'shachan Orach, and Nitzvah, Simnach, Vesri, B'shachan Orach, Rishim, Shitpitz, Mechaba, Ba'atzmai, in the original printing of the Shulchan Orach. So, Mishabur says, it has the girsa of the betel of b'shishim. But with my coin in the shop is a girsa. The girsa got mixed up in the later printing. Because of a poiskim do adin, the chita shenimta is better pesach for matra shenef for hajoim. The tail of b'shishim afilim lo hasiro. Also, if you found it in the matra that was baked every pesach, it's bottom b'shishim even if you don't remove it. Ah, since kodah kodah pesach, as long as it cools off before Pesach, mitalech amatzah b'yosar chita misham after Pesach. And you can move the chita even on Pesach. Okay. Eat the chicken. Yeah. What's this chita? The chita's chomet? Or it just means it's a wheat kernel that your choshers might become chomet?
It's cooked in the chicken?
It was cooked already in the chicken. Down the chomet. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Stuffing.
Like maybe it will be. Yeah. Maybe the stuffing comes. In other words, yeah. I don't know. Let's see a little more. Aval, right in the mechaber. Aval, mechimah was going to go to Pesach, but if you heat up the chicken on Pesach, va'oyt shachita b'soicha, while the chicken is still inside of it, so then, chayzer is cooked in time, it's soich on the Pesach, that is a mashal.
It was cooked, but it was
before. It was before, and then it cooled off. So it's not being nice in time now. When Pesach comes in, it's not giving a time, because it's cold. Then it'll be busted. But if once Pesach comes in, it gets reheated, then it gives a time, and then it's going to be, then the whole thing's busted, because chametz asked the mashal. That's the pshat, yeah? Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph. Ba'oid shachita b'shoicha. Aval nidla chita b'shoicha v'chaka chim b'shoicha. If you remove the chita and then cook the chicken, reheated the chicken, mutter. Davagat b'shoicha davad yishom b'choiz of a neyer. Even though we mentioned this idea before about choiz of a neyer. But I guess we'll see more. Yeah, in Sif Dalad it gets more into it. That this idea that it's choiz of a neyer. I think she should come and mashu says it's only choiz of a neir. The isim mashu is only choiz of a neir if there's still something there. But if it's been completely removed, like going, for example, sheikhar shantare bidvash, beer that got mixed with honey. Avahacha, but if you completely remove this thing first, einoi ela tam ba'alma, there's only tam left. And tam, we don't say choiz of a neir. This is interesting. And even though, I took the chita out. Now, is there a tam of mashu? Is there a tam of mashu? It's about the b'shishim, we know. But chametz is also the mashu. Is there a time of mashu? Yes, because it was cooked originally with the chicken. But that time of mashu was cooked at Pesach. Now it's Pesach. We should say choiz of a neir when I reheat it. No, there's no choiz. That's a klal, I guess. There's no choiz of a neir unless there's a mamoshes there. Once it's out, even though technically you can make an argument, but there's time there, and if mashu is a mashu, so what's the difference? No, the concept of the choiz of a neir only goes when there's a piece of mamash. That's the story. Okay? All the different rules of Tarumis coming in here. You have to learn the whole Tarumis. It's unbelievable. Okay. Chav Beis. If you re-cook it with the thing still in it, then we say chazaris within time. But feel the man domer with the dal. The inu chayzim in there. High and way chashena is the nikkah ba'ayim. Aber auch der Chometz Ba'ayim, over here it's Ba'en, it's the Chometz in Ba'en. So according to everybody, it's Chometz in there, if it's still in there. Zokun Amor, Umiyu, yeah, if it's reheated, right. If it's cold, right, then it stays bottled, yeah. Yeah. Umiyu, the Chimom,
you'll never find it, Jewish mother.
That would serve.
Right.
Those days, one chicken. Yeah, that was it. There was no like just throw down and get another chicken. It didn't exist. Yeah. Neil, however, the chimum klisheni in lochish. If we just heat it up in a klisheni, that's not a problem. Even though we hold klisheni is not mevashel, but we're makna pesach even by klisheni. The toiv lahakmi meyad to let us boy the belav achim lo mikri klisheni. So you should be makna even in a klisheni if it's yad to let us boy that you should say if it got reheated then the time came back. Zokta mishabura mei bechim klisheni kagoyin sheiru mayim roitzim bekayra and you can bark on a goy. This first you put in the water. That water, then you put the chicken into it, that's called a klisheni. In lachish, you don't have to, according to the first opinion, in lachish it's not a problem. Svirlei, he holds klisheni, ain't makoycha laflit or lafliyah. Klisheni doesn't have a koyach to take time in and take time out. The menichu v'hadilas basur resek, v'kairin shokhamit. But if you put a piece, please don't shake your hands in the middle of shir. If you put a piece of meat, of boiling meat, into a dish of chamit, then you should be makmer even though it's a klisheni, because it actually is chametz. It wasn't like you put it into that water and you're doing it like a chayz of a neyer on the chametz. You actually put it into a kli chametz, a kairav chametz. So then I think he's saying yesh lahachmir even if it's a klisheni. The kosa poskim b'yaradeya the v'dover av kazeh something thick lo oilam of the klivishim. Yeah, is it din that like a dover gush? Always maintains the status of a kli rishon. That's what the first thing you say in your day. Kol zman shiyat to let this boy. As long as you have one of the reasons at least is that because kli sheni, the reason we say kli sheni cools it off is because when you pour into a cup, so the cup is cold, kli sheni is cold, and once you pour it in, so the liquid goes all around the walls of the cup and it cools it off to a certain degree. But a dover gush, they plop down, it's not getting cooled off by the walls of the kli. It stays in one place, it doesn't disperse and touch all the walls. So for that reason, it maintains the status of the kli as long as it's got the lettuce place. The Asher Duadin and Menicho Yisov Bekairo, go for when you learn Tavrivus. Asher Duadin and Menicho Yisov Bekairo, Lutelin. Mikairo Lutelin, from the Kairo onto a dish. Also, you have to be machmir. Okay. Yeah. Ba Pesach, we're machmir the klisheni on Pesach. For Tzolama, after Nakti no Nikar Alacha. Even though we hold Nikar Adin and Yeridei, it's Sim Tzavachet. The klisheni ain't machmir the mavliya. Klisheni does not put out Tom and take in Tom. If a machmir lein in Pesach, the Yisrael Pesach Adas machmir Mishom the Spirit the klisheni machmir the mavliya. On Pesach, we should be choishes for the shittas that hold that klisheni does do that. The Torah machmir the machita in the bekuah of Rak Nisunatecha. And so if the chita is not totally popped open, it just softens, which I guess means it's not really chametz yet. Yeshef to meruba, and the zeb to meruba, and it's a mini of simchus yomtiv. Yeshlis meich lahakil, you can be makel if it's a klisheni. If you reheat it in a klisheni, okay. But if not for that, you should be machmir in a klisheni as long as it's yatzar lettuce boy. The af the simin talks on the chazayin mashma meramah the oisra baser shenishra af b'tzoynein they shouldn't do sham chita. The meramah later on it seems to say even if you put it in cold water and there's a chita in it you should be machmir. And over here we're saying that even by klisheni only if it's got to let this boy you have to be machmir. It sounds like a shtira in the ramah. Teretz amagen Avraham the oisra married the baser this bepili. Over there, talking about meat that has cracks in it. The nest, the gamma bussy, the amayim snichtas, the seichatili. And over there, the bussy became. Oh. You heard her name, the baby, after you? You heard her name, the baby, after you? Yeah. You tell me you get the room and everything. No, but what's Sfardi? What's Sfardi? Sfardi name after live people. So there, the water goes into the cracks of the meat. So that's why he's more machmir over there. But So here it has to be hot in order for the tom to go in. And it's not called hot unless it's yatzal by this bite. But if the person wants to go and drink the water then, after that he can't do it. The big day yes, a chelik alav. But I told the b'pshita simi ramo hacha. Mash with the tzoinin ain't a balei klal. He says no. The ramo here, he doesn't want. But mother ramo was machalik. Over there, the ramo said even if it's cold water, it's also because it's cracked from the meat. Over here, talking about where it's solid meat, so that's bihat. That's mother ramo says. The big day yes, says it's not mash that way in the ramo. The ramo is mash here. It has to be hot, otherwise it's not a problem. All right. So what's he gonna do with the shtiro? He says. There's no bleas at all when it's cold. So he's going to answer the steer like this. Over here, the Ramah is talking about Mitzad the Halacha, the Toiv Lahak Miloch Oshadas and Machmirin. That is Mitzad the Ikar Adin. It's good to be Choshi from the Machmirin, who say even a cliche is a problem. Over there, he's talking about. Mitzad the minig that there's a minig to be machma even with cold or beinin min hazma makeup b'makom b'chak lohitzid. And if you want to know what's the nafkamino, so why is the Ramah telling us two things? The answer is because you have to know what's mikra din and what's the minig. Why? What's the difference? Don't we follow min hazma anyway? Like who cares? He says because you have to know that by a minig I make a b'makom b'chak lohitzid. So if you have certain but you have a situation by a minig you can be more makeup. So that's how he explains the two Ramah. Over here it's Mikra Adin. Mikra Adin has to be hot, otherwise nothing to talk about. However, there's a minig on Pesach that even in cold, if the chametz mixes with the chicken, even in cold water, there's a minig on Pesach to be machma, even though Mikra Adin is no problem really. And then that's the Ramah later on until some time. But my nafka minig, if it's only a minig, you have to know that the makam chak, there's room to be more makam. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.